נוהגים ביום ל"ג בעומר להרבות קצת בשמחה. On the day of ל"ג בעומר, which this year falls out on Thursday, the custom is to increase a bit our level of simcha. Different reasons have been given amongst the poskim. The obvious reason is because on that day the students of Rabbi Akiva, at least according to one opinion, stopped dying. Also, there's reasons that was the day of the Petira of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. On the day that Rabbi Shimon passed away, he ordered his student, Rabbi Abba, to write down all the Zohar HaKadosh, all the secrets that he had in his mind. And therefore, it's a great day because we had the revelation of the Zohar HaKadosh. Another reason is brought down is because it was on that day that Rabbi Akiva, although he lost 24,000 students, but he inaugurated 5 new students. And from those 5 students, when Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was one of them, the Torah was able to continue to perpetuate through Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. That was the day he gave them Semicha. Another reason is that that's the day that the man started to fall in the Midbar. So it's the day of Parnassah. That was the day that the Jewish people began to get their spiritual sustenance. There is a custom to go to the gravesite of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they pray there, and they make some ha. It should be noted, just like all the other graves of the Tzaddikim, the Kohanim are not allowed to enter the Binyan, the actual building where the Siyun is. Furthermore, there are some people that are careful not to go to the grave of Reshbi alone. It's brought down in Shalom Mitzvot that there's an inyan not to go alone. Some are also careful that a lady who's nida should not go to the tziyun specifically on Lag LaOmer in Meron. And the custom is to light Nerot for the Tzaddikim, specifically on Lag LaOmer. They light Nerot for the Bishimon and for the Bila Azad, his son. The Bein Ish Chai brings down in Torah Nishma Siman Resh Kav Gimal that one should not light one ner for 2 tzaddikim. That each ner should be designated per tzaddik, and he has reasons according to the sod as well. There is no tachanunim on Lag BaOmer, and our minhag is that we start the no tachanunim the mincha before. That means once the afternoon already, there is no tachanunim in honor of the Lag BaOmer. Last but not least, the question would be on Motzei Lag LaOmer. That would be Thursday night for those people that are saying Kiryat Shema LaMita. So the rule would follow Motzei Shabbat. That if you're saying the Kiryat Shema LaMita before Hatzot, so then you do not say Anna in the Kiryat Shema LaMita, because it goes after the day before, which was Lag BaOmer. However, if you're saying it after Hatzot, so then already it's on the next day, and therefore there is Anna. According to the Minhag of the Sephardim, it is permissible to make eulogies technically on Lag LaOmer, Siduk HaDin as well, on Lag LaOmer for the Sephardim, Omrim, L'Ashkenazim En Omrim, V'chen HaDin L'Hesped. The same thing would apply to Hespedim as well. There would be the Machloket between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. Okay. We're going to make a mission for that.